An important discovery. About 2,000 years ago, the Mount Vesuvius volcano exploded and destroyed the nearby seaside town of Herculaneum. Last year, Italian workers in the area accidentally uncovered the bones of at least 120 persons who died in that volcanic explosion. Their skeletons had been buried for many centuries in the hardened volcanic rock. Only about 10 skeletons had been found in the 200 years since Herculaneum was discovered. An American expert on ancient human bones, Sarah Beisel, went to Italy to examine the skeletons. She studied the weight, size, shape, and development of the bones. Dr. Beisel was able to learn if a skeleton was that of a man or a woman. She could also learn how old the person was when he or she died, and because hard work changes the shape of a person's bones, Dr. Beisel was able to learn about the kind of work the people of Herculaneum did. In fact, Dr. Beisel said she learnt so much from studying the skeletons that she felt she came to know Herculaneum's people. She especially remembers one man whose skeleton was found with a weapon at his side. The shape of his leg bones showed that he often rode a horse. Dr. Beisel believes he must have been a Roman soldier. She said he was about 37 years old when he died. He was about 170 centimeters tall and had a big nose. Dr. Beisel noted that many of the ancient skeletons seem to be those of slaves. She says the shape of their bones showed that they had done hard and painful work. The American scientist also found that most of Herculaneum's people seem to have had healthy teeth, even healthier than the teeth of modern Americans. She thinks that this is because Romans ate much less sugar than Americans do. Dr. Beisel is concerned that the skeletons may fall apart rapidly now that they are no longer protected in the ground. She says she hopes that steps will be taken to protect them so that other scientists can continue to gain valuable information about ancient Romans.